she's real fine. My 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Auto 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive. So we need to get rid of safety check. 40 states don't have it. Why should we? Because federal funding was canceled for safety check, so they cut it off. They don't want to be liable. Okay? Now, you need to check it yourself. I've noticed so many cars with no taillights, or one taillight out, headlight out, bald tires, the car's going down the freeway with the wheels shimmying. No. We need to do something. Okay? Because, wake up, folks. Everything is getting worse and worse. We pay the highest car registration fee. Well, not the highest, the second highest in the USA. And we have the worst streets in the USA. What's up with this? The mayor claims that if you elected him mayor, he promised he will fix the streets. That's a lie. Look at the streets all around the city hall. It's bad. That's embarrassing. Come on. This is election year. We gotta do something. Nothing has been done. Everything is same old, same old. Is that what you want? You want it to go worse and worse? Then if that's what you want, don't vote. And move from Hawaii. Because it's going to get really bad. And it's getting there. Why do you think there's so many homeless people? Because the economy is good? Because they're making a lot of money? They just don't want to live in a house? Come on. You got to do something. This morning, I saw a very, very young girl, homeless. It's so sad. You never saw that back in the 50s and 60s. Oh, I don't know. I can't be the only one that's trying to do it. Anyway, who do we have?
We have Zhu on the line.
Oh, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you, George?
Okay, how are you doing?
Thank you very much for having me on your show, and I hear what you're saying about the definite need to change our government here. And you're absolutely right here, George. You're absolutely right. All of us in our community here in Honolulu and in Hawaii, we have a choice. Either you just kind of sort of sit there and put up with... It was because of a very vicious negative ad campaign. We hear, that basically lied about Ben Cayetano. That got Kirk Caldwell elected 4 years ago, and Kirk learned from that, and he's trying to do it again. Just the same style of dirty negative campaigning. I believe that's wrong. I believe a mayor should be a leader. I believe the mayor of Honolulu has got to move forward and do more than just complain and bitch and moan and just say all these things about campaigning on New York City and your advocacy of New York City firefighters. You got to be a mayor who's going to care about Honolulu and Honolulu's problems, problems on the roadway, problems in how we're going to fix this rail system. That's what we want a mayor to do. And I think our current mayor, unfortunately, is falling a little bit short on that.
Way short. Way short.
Yeah.
Way short. I mean, you know, the big issue that I'm looking at is, you know, if you had a company, would you hire him knowing that he's getting paid 200 some odd plus dollars from a bank?
Yes, $200,000. Yes.
Yes. I wouldn't buy that.
The mayor, while still taking his $165,000 a year salary as mayor, has gone out and taken a second job at a bank while still serving as mayor, earning over $200,000 a year. That's crazy. We need a mayor whose sole attention and focus is on the people and the community we serve,
that's
and not
right.
have a separate fiduciary interest
that's
in
right.
protecting a banking institution.
Yeah, his interest has to be over 100% for the people.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, especially now.
That's why I strongly emphasize to all of your listeners here, this is an exciting, it's an important election that we have coming up, and we want to make sure that people understand you have a real choice in this race for mayor coming up in just 6.5 weeks.
Mm-hmm. And one of the issues that I'm looking at is road racing.
Yes, yes. George, you know, I want you to know, I want your listeners to know, that I'm supportive of finding a way to bring a racetrack back here to Oahu. The neighbor islands have a racetrack. I think the time has come. It's been over a decade now since we closed the racetrack here on Oahu. You know, the city, we have a lot of wonderful parks and recreational facilities. If you want to play tennis, if you want to play golf, you know, for if you want to do skateboarding, if you want to do bicycling, I think it's time has come here that we also recognize here that there's a good chunk of our community that also wants to do racing and wants to do it safely. And I think it's important that we find a raceway track or find a way to get a raceway track back here. And I also think it's important to understand that this is more than just a recreational facility. And that is, if we have a safe racetrack on Oahu, it takes the pressure off of street racing, which is extraordinarily dangerous and hurts people. And so if we can do this double good of providing a recreational outlet for our community in the same fashion that we prefer a recreational outlet for golfers and tennis players and bicyclists, as well as providing some additional public safety by taking racers off the road, this is a good thing. And if I'm blessed to become the next mayor of Honolulu, this is something I'm committed to trying to do.
Well, I'm with you.
Well, thank you, George. The way we do it here is we do it in a public-private partnership. I think the city can't take the lead on this. I mean, the mayor, I will be the first to admit I am not the world's expert on racing and motorsports. But we find a public-private partnership. We cooperate with somebody to work together with them to find the land, to find how we build this facility, and especially to have a future operator of the course run it rather than the city bureaucracy run it.
That's right.
And George, I know you had some ideas. I've chatted with you before about where possibly we could locate this, but these are all things that if I'm fortunate to get elected mayor, I really want to take a very serious look at it and put a little bit of money behind and get this done.
That's one thing. Another thing I wanted to talk to you about was bowling alleys.
Okay.
There's no bowling alleys.
Yes, yes.
The kids in school have no
bowling
alleys.
Here in our community have been decreasing.
Yes.
The city has, I know, in the past taken a look at whether or not we can turn any of them into a municipal bowling alley. Unfortunately, as I understand it, the various proposals you haven't considered, none of them had quite the right financials and thus have not worked out. Yeah, the remaining bowling alleys left on our island, the ones around there are for I think this one is Shafter, there's another one on Hickam, seem to be all on the military bases, which is nice, but they're not open to the public, or at least not easy for the public to get to.
Well, I have a place, and
okay,
you get into office, you and I are going to have to sit down a long time, because I have a location for bowling alley, and Bob here is smiling away, because he's a bowler, and I have a person interested from California to develop that property. That property right now is just wasted.
Sure. Yeah, George, I would very much, I'm excited about talking to you about that, about bowling. But I think one of the things we need to be focusing in on is, yeah, let's figure out a way to get this racetrack together here. And I know you have a lot of expertise and a lot of ideas. You know, one of the things I'd like to look to doing if I get elected mayor is immediately forming a task force to go forward about identifying the right piece of land, how we do the financing, and get it together. And let's get a racetrack back here on Oahu.
Well, I have two big companies and very, very credible that are interested in doing a racetrack here.
Yes. Yes.
They will build it. They will do everything.
I think that's the way to go here, Georgia. The way to move forward in doing a racetrack is the city has to be a partner, an integral partner, but we can't be the lead actor.
No.
Look at the city government. We don't have expertise in automotive racing. The city is not the entity or the body that should be running a racetrack. There's so many other people out there in the racing community who understand racing, understand automotive sports way better than anybody in the bureaucracy.
Oh, that's right.
So what we need here is leadership. Leadership from the mayor's office saying, well, let's get this done. Let's find out who can do this. And let's find out how the mayor's office and the city government can partner with somebody to actually make it happen. And that's something that you have my commitment to doing if I'm fortunate to get elected mayor.
Yeah, that's why I'm trying to put the word out to the racers that don't vote. This time they got to get up and vote.
Yes, yes.
You know, otherwise it will never happen. I mean, these racers got to wake up. You know,
yes.
Before Hawaii Raceway Park was built, it was the same story.
Yeah.
Exact same story. History is repeating itself, and these racers got to wake up and smell a coffee and change it. That's
yes,
the only way.
Yes, yes.
You know, and
yes.
if it wasn't for Jimmy Pfluger, who built Hawaii Raceway Park, till this day, there would never have been a Raceway Park.
Yeah.
Okay, because the city and state would never, ever build a Raceway Park for the people.
Yes.
It's never been done.
You know, George, what I look forward to doing is having the city government partner with somebody, you know, like a Jimmy Pfluger sometime in the very near future if I get elected mayor, and work with the racing community here. Let's find this parcel where the raceway community thinks it would be best. Now, I'm not predisposed to any one location or another. As long as it's someplace safe, someplace where the track won't necessarily bother the neighbors, someplace that makes sense for the racing community. But most of all, just get it done.
Yes.
I think the racing community has been very frustrated that for over a decade now, there's just been nothing and no action.
Can you hang on? We've got to go to break.
Sure.
Okay.
Today.
Hang on. Okay. It's break time. Break time, Wanda?
Yes, it is. We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367. Or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Or used car. I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 937-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's
808-485-7319. She's real fine, my
409. Okay, we're back rolling again. And how's Rolling Bob?
Rolling Bob, is that you?
Hello?
I guess not.
Okay. So Bob's not there?
No.
Okay, let's go back to
Charles de Jules.
Yes. Okay. Thanks for waiting.
Sure. And George again, Charles de Jules here. Thank you very much for having me on your show.
Oh, no. It's my pleasure. I'm frustrated with everything, and I'm sure a lot of people are frustrated. And
yes, as you should be. Our city government is simply not working.
Yes.
It's not working, and things are not clicking the way they should be. And, you know, our people, we don't have to sit here and take it. We don't have to just look at all this bad government, mismanagement, waste of taxpayer money, and just sit here and accept it. The way we fix it is the way we've always been able to do it in our democracy, and that's vote.
Yes.
Vote for new leadership, vote for change, and let's vote to actually do something. Do something about this rail system, do something about ethics, do something about this rail raceway track.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the vehicle registration?
Yes.
Honolulu has the highest, or the second highest in the USA.
Uh-huh.
And the vehicle registration is supposed to be for the roads.
Yes.
I cannot believe it's not going for the roads.
Yeah.
It's going somewhere else.
Yeah.
And, you know, living in Honolulu is coming so tough that three of my senior customers from my shop have sold their homes and moved to Oregon.
Mm.
They can't afford it. They're on fixed income. They can't afford all this high expenses, car registration, property tax.
Yep. And it's frustrating that the current incumbent mayor, his first reaction is that every time he mismanages something, the reaction is, we'll just raise taxes.
Yes.
The mayor has proposed increasing or putting in place a trash tax, increasing the gasoline tax, and of course the big one out there, he's already raised the excise tax twice and now wants yet another raise. We got to have a government that recognizes, you know, it's tough to live here in the islands. The cost of living here is so high.
Yep.
And we cannot have a government, we cannot have a mayor whose gut reaction is that every time there's a problem, to just raise taxes. Sooner or later, we've got to have leadership and a mayor who recognizes and understands that when there's mismanagement, let's fix the mismanagement rather than just go back to the people and take more for the people.
That's
because
right.
The people are struggling. They are hurting. There's too many families here who are living paycheck to paycheck, and every single time the mayor and the government asks for more taxes, it's just taking more from the people. And that's why you're seeing so many of our good people, long-time residents, leaving. It's because it's just tough to live here, and it's tough to live here with a government that doesn't seem to care.
Mm-hmm. That's right. We need
to
change.
We're battling away here. You know, thank you for having me on the show. I just want to, if I could put a quick plug here, anybody who wants to find out more about my campaign, visit my website at dejou.com. That's DJOU.com.
Very good. Very good. We got to sit down and talk more.
Oh, sure. George, anytime.
The meeting we had was very good. Yes, we got to sit down and discuss this more. And I'm trying to get the racers to register and vote.
Yes.
People got to wake up and get up and vote.
Yes.
Fight the system.
That's the only way it's going to change, is you got to get up, you got to get out, and you got to actually vote. And, you know, I'm excited about trying to bring a raceway track here back to Oahu. But I need the racers in the racing community to get up and get out there here. If you really actually want a raceway track, you want your government to do something about it. It's one thing to complain, but ultimately the only way you really have an effect upon your government is by voting. And
yes.
If you don't vote, it doesn't make a difference.
Yes.
And so I really want to strongly encourage everybody listening to your program here, George, that, you know, I hope I can earn your support in my mayoral campaign, but the way you're going to make support and change is not just complaining. It's getting out there and making sure you go out and actually vote.
That's right. That's right. It's sad.
And, you know, George, this is, you know, getting a raceway track here is not going to be easy. It's not going to be quick. But you need somebody at the top who's committed to doing it.
That's right.
It's really easy. I know the racers are very frustrated and probably very, you know, rightly so. You probably have heard years and years and years of people saying, you know, I'm generally supportive of it. But nothing happens. Nothing happens. And I hope we can do something. I need the racing community to come out and help me in this election, and then, you know, let's win this race, and then help me put this together so we actually pull the community together, pull the racing community together, because as I was sharing with you, you know, I'm not the expert in all this. There's so many of the racers like you, George, who understand automotive sports so much better than I do. I don't even pretend to have an expertise in this area. But I look forward to being able to work with all your supporters, all of your listeners, all the people excited about racing. I cannot promise that I'll know everything, but I can promise that I'll listen. I can promise that I will do what I can to bring this to a reality rather than just lip service, which is, I think, what the racing community is so frustrated by.
Yeah, lip service of the present mayor.
Yes.
It's terrible.
And it's all been just, you know, nobody's saying, and you know, everybody's saying that they want the support of the racing community, but nobody steps up and actually does anything about it. So let's try and do something about it here. Enough of this mismanagement you see across the city. Enough of this just talk and talk and talk and talk. And whether it's about, you know, the rail system where the mayor's overpromised and underdelivered. Enough with this of problems with leadership and the Ethics Commission and the Police Commission. Let's just get up and do. Enough talk already here.
Yep.
Just do.
Yep.
Let's identify a piece of land that can work. Let's find out how the city can partner with somebody. Find out if the city, if we don't own the land already, can we do a land swap? And let's get a private nonprofit out there who really has some strong expertise in racing here and have them actually, I think, run it as a concession.
That's right.
Because the other thing is I don't want the city bureaucracy running this.
No.
Racetrack.
No.
The city bureaucracy would only screw it all up.
Yes. Well, I was just at the Monolo High School cafeteria.
Yes.
This morning. And, you know, I don't know how the kids can stand the heat in the cafeteria.
Yeah.
It's sad. I mean, you know, politics have to take care of children.
Yeah.
They're not.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
just
too much of politics is about taking care of yourself, and it's about taking care of, you know, the people who have the connections and have the money. And that's why, you know, I think a lot of people are so disappointed in the incumbent administration that the mayor goes out and takes a second job while still being mayor, earning $200,000 a year, over $200,000 a year working at a bank. And why so many members of the public are frustrated that the mayor, as the rail project starts going billions of dollars over budget, years behind schedule, still accepts $1 million in campaign contributions from rail contractors. That's wrong. That's not the way our government is supposed to work. And so, George, you know, the choice of the people, as I know for a lot of folks, they just look at this and they look at that sort of unfortunate aspect of the mayor, but they throw their hands up and just give up and don't say, we need to change things.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm here running for the office of mayor to tell folks, you don't have to just sit there and take it. You don't have to look at the mayor's double dealing by working a second job at a bank, earning $250,000 a year. You don't have to just look at the rail project's cost overruns and delays and just sit passively by as the mayor accepts $1 million in campaign contributions from those very same rail contractors. You don't have to sit around and say, why don't we have a racetrack here? Why does the government never seem to do anything? You can actually do something about it. And again, I got to emphasize, the way you do something about it is you get up, you go out, and you vote. If you get your family, your friends, and your neighbors to go out and vote. And the racing community has a lot more power and a lot more influence than I think you guys give yourselves credit for. The racing community is a community, and you have a lot of people who listen, a lot of people who support the racing community, but the way you really have leverage is by voting, and voting
That's
together
right.
and voting for change. And then, you know, you can see your government paying a lot more attention to you.
You know, the other day I went down to Ron's Racing to pick up some gaskets.
Yes.
I talked to the lady there, and she said, yes, the business has been really bad ever since the racetrack closed.
Yeah.
So it affects the economy. And, you know, just to let the racers out there listening know that that's the first time I bought an exhaust gasket from Ron's Racing. And let me tell you, it's the best gasket I ever bought, better than all the rest of the companies.
Yes.
Unbelievable. I'm glad I went there to buy the gasket. But I talked story with them for a while, and they agreed that we need a mayor that's going to stand up for the racing community. And I told them, yes, Charles DeJew, we'll do it.
Yes. Well, thank you. Thank you, George. And yes, I really want to emphasize here, for me, it's making sure the racing community is treated in the same fashion as we treat the golfers and tennis players and bicycle riders in our community as a wonderful recreational pastime. But it also, it's something more, and because every racer we take off the streets who might be engaging in some, you know, dangerous racing behavior on our public roads,
mm-hmm.
if we can redirect their energy on a safe private raceway track,
that's right.
It's better for everybody. It's better for their whole community.
Yes, let's not wait until one of our family members die from racing on the street.
Yes, yes, yes.
And
George, so thank you also for your show here. I mean, I know you so frequently tout and champion. Making sure everybody's safe and we drive safely here in our community and we have safe cars. I look forward to continuing to hear and listen about your advocacy for roadway safety here. But it's everybody's job. It's everybody's duty. And, in terms of racing and how we move forward here, it's an economic benefit. In addition to being a good recreational facility, in addition to being a public safety issue, as you pointed out, it's an economic boost because you have all of these automotive companies, all of these small business owners who stand to benefit
That's right.
people get interested in racing.
That's right.
So this is a win-win for everybody. But the only way we get to that win-win, the only way we achieve these good objectives is you got to elect a new mayor. If you don't vote and you don't elect a new mayor, well, then you're not going to get any change.
You're going to get same old.
Different. Yes, exactly. And that's, I think, really the choice, I think, for all of your listeners here today, is that do you just want more of the same old, or do you think it's time to give the new guy a chance? Do you think it's time to step up, look around, and say, hey, look, the way we've been doing things here just doesn't quite make sense, and we as a community deserve better.
That's right.
Yeah. And so that's what I'm fighting for here, and we're working really, really hard. My mayoral campaign, where today's on the Saturday, we're at multiple locations. We're out campaigning. I think we're in Mililani today. We're campaigning in Kalihi. We're out at the senior fair. I'm meeting with people also in East Honolulu. Happy to chat with you in the automotive community. But we're not stopping here because this is such an important election. And it really deserves a lot more attention from a lot of people here. And I really look forward to working with the automotive and the racing community towards bringing about this real positive change throughout the city and county of Honolulu that is really just missing right now under the current administration.
Right. Well, just let me know when you need help. I'll be glad to help you.
Sounds good. Well, George, listen, thank you so very, very much for letting me come on your show. I really, really appreciate it. We are... we're if you want to find out more about my mayoral campaign, please visit us at DJOU.com. That's www.djou.com. Or you can come visit us at our campaign headquarters. We're at 2200 Kamehameha Highway, which is actually Dillingham Boulevard. come by and see us. Love to have you come by here. Love to pick up a bumper sticker, pick up a yard sign. And if you have a little bit more time, come out and help us volunteer. And, of course, George, I'd be amiss to say, being part Chinese here, if you can't volunteer, we'll always take your donation.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
George, thank you very, very much for having me on your program. Thank you.
Oh, you're always welcome.
Time on your radio show. Okay, look forward to chatting you again real, real soon.
Okay. Okay.
Take care now. Aloha.
Aloha.
Bye-bye.
Okay, it's break time, and we'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101. And when we get back, we have Rolling Bob.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there's a faster, cheaper and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
I went to a party and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins lives and the pain? So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins lives and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And how about belated Rolling Bob?
What a ordeal to get through. I figured it's because Charles DeJoux was on and there were so many people calling to support him.
Well,
exactly right.
I'm glad you understand.
Well, anyway, I'm actually going to vote for him. I like what he had to say. I had one question for him, but he's gone, so I'll just ask it. You know, do you think it's time for the city and the county of Honolulu to separate? Because what I'm thinking is the city has gotten too big for them to control. you know, we're like other places. You have like the city and you have the county. And, you know, but I'm thinking that if you...
No.
Because there's all this stuff he's trying to get done. You want a racetrack, you got the rail, you got this,
no.
You got road construction.
Bob, the racetrack, I can tell you now, is just, it's not going to be run by the city, and it's not going to be involving the state. All it's going to do is lease the property to this investor that wants and interested in building a racetrack. So the racetrack will be independent away from the city. If you go with the city, it's going to be the same old as the other groups that are trying to do a racetrack with the city and try to get them to do it. It will never happen. It happens on the outer islands, but not here in Honolulu.
Right.
Yep. Because we tried it years ago, before Hawaii Raceway Park. We tried that. It didn't work. And if it wasn't for Jimmy Pfluger, we would have never, to this day, have a racetrack.
What makes it so hard to get a racetrack?
Well, when you go through the city or the state, you know the old saying, what are you putting in my back pocket? You know, that's the way Honolulu works. And that shouldn't be, because it only raises the cost of the project.
Right, yeah.
You know? I mean, you take the job as a job for the people, okay? You're not supposed to be taking under the table or in your back pocket or anything. You're working for the people. And if you don't like it, then get out. It's all for themselves. It's all about how much money can I make.
Right, yeah.
So if you made a law or did something so that you restrict that from happening, how many actually going to run for office? Not many. It's all about the money.
Well, you and I both agree. I've always said for years, follow the money. If you want to know who's behind something.
Yes, yes.
Who's making the money. Like when the Super Ferry shows up, right? And they have all these lawyers. I'm going, wait, you're telling me all these surfers are hiring lawyers?
No.
No. I don't think so.
Yeah, it's all
about
anyway, money.
I digress. So anyway, I'm glad I got on, folks, but there's no easy way to say this. We have to vote.
That's
no
right.
No matter who you're going to vote for, vote.
Yep.
Go out and vote.
You know, Bob, I saw a bumper sticker today, and it made so much sense. It was on a black Chevy truck. The bumper said, if you're fed up with the system, do not vote for any incumbents.
Yep. I heard that, the none of the above clause.
Yeah, but nobody listened. because only the people with special interests are voting. The people who are really upset are not voting. That's really dumb.
Yep. No, that's been the problem forever. It's like you said. Like, how do things get past the city council? Because a couple of people show up and complain.
Yep.
And then next thing you know, you got some steam. Take care of your car. It'll take care of you. And we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay. If you got a comment, question, whatever, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay, and I'm glad the mayor, the candidate Charles DeJoux called in so you could hear his side. And there's so much land that's not being used for decades. And the city and state is not getting any money from it. And should be used, you know, and leased out, even for the cheapest amount, at least you're making something. You know, a lot of landowners, they raise their rent so high, people move out, businesses shut down, and that property stays vacant for decades. Now, how stupid is that?
Well, anybody had a chance to talk to a landowner and find out why they would prefer to do that?
Yeah, let me know. Why they prefer not to get any money than to get half the pie? Half the pie is better than no money. I don't know. That just blows me away. I mean, if you're starving, folks, if you're starving, you're not going to eat because you don't like the person. He's offering you half the pie, and you say, no, I don't want it. I want the whole pie. He said, well, then you starve. That don't make sense. Well, it's just me saying that. But anyway, use only Shell 92, folks. Use only Shell 92 and save your car. A lot of people have trouble with their cars. You cannot afford to fix it. And parking it. You know, I know it's hard. But you got to think, folks. The food you feed your car, the gas, and the oil, is the two most important things. And if you cut corners on that, you're going to damage your car. You know, and the cost for the repair is going to be astronomical. Think ahead. Look at the finish line. Don't look at the starting line. Think. Okay? But all I can do is tell you, if you don't listen, then you damage your own car. The driverless cars that's coming out, according to what's that, Pomodoro's? He's right, you know. It's going to make more traffic. But the other thing, if you look at the driverless car, the person sitting there does not touch the steering wheel, right? Well, think again. If the car decides to turn left and the driver says, oh no, we're going to go the other way, grabs the steering wheel and turns it, what's going to happen? Did anybody ask that? What will happen to that car if you turn it the opposite way, manually?
Doesn't that, I think it cancels out that self-driving mode or whatever it's in.
Yeah, but the people are going to assume that it'll self-drive again and let go of the steering wheel. Then what? You know, I don't know about you folks, but I prefer holding the steering wheel and steering myself. You're going down the freeway at 60 miles an hour or 70 miles an hour. Would you trust the car? And not me. I'd rather hold that steering wheel.
But think about it, how everything's getting so automated where people, humans don't have to think anymore. Isn't that scary?
That is. It's like jumping in an airplane and there's no pilot in there.
It's like you don't really need to know anything anymore.
Oh my God. Terrible. Terrible. But anyway, like I was saying, use only the Shell 92. I'm trying to help you save money at the finish line and save your car. Okay? The Shell 92 is the only one that really is 87. The rest of them way below that. Don't go by the price, folks, because the price is deceiving. I know AAA said to use the cheaper gas, but they don't know the octane is super low. Gotta have it tested. Okay? Is it break time? Yes.
Yes, it is. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to enviroclean.net, spelled N-V-I-R-O-C-L-E-A-N.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And I know some of the younger racers and people really don't know my history. I know you have a question on why me. Well, give you some history. Back in the 70s, the racetrack closed. Hawaii Raceway Park closed. I got it reopened by forming what is called today 50th State ProGas. Yes, I started 50th State ProGas. Not the people that said they did. I did it. I did it on all the islands, not just Oahu. Okay? Number one. Number two, I was the one that started junior drag racing for the younger kids on all the islands. How many racers have put out time and money out of their own pocket to go and promote racing, to make racing safer and better? How many? You tell me. I love racing. I know the benefits from it, and I know how safe it can be. Junior drag racing on Oahu was the first and only in the USA that required grades. The children could not have grades lower than a C. So that made it good. I have lots of stories that I could tell you about children and how it changed their lives. Dramatically, dramatically changed their lives. The junior dragster program was excellent. But without a racetrack, it cannot continue. It's like junior bowling. There's no bowling alley. What do you expect those children to go bowling? Down the street? I don't think so. It's activities like this for the younger generation that keep them out of trouble, keep them occupied, keep them on something other than texting and the telephone. They're getting out and they're exercising. And they're getting the fresh air. Anyway, it's up to you folks. Because you make the government. The government don't make the government. It's you, the people. As Abe Lincoln said, okay? It's what was that saying that he had, Wanda? Government for the people and by the people. Not government by the politician, for the politician. Okay? So, but anyway. I guess that's it. Nobody had questions for the candidate, Charles the Jew. But I will be working closely with him because I really want him to get in. And I have plans to open another raceway park. That's a guarantee. I got 50th state program started, and I will get that racetrack started with Charles the Jew. So we need a racetrack for the young generation. Okay? Anyway, sorry for the delays and stuff we had on the computers and stuff, but sometimes you're going to have some glitches. And it happens on my show. Who do we have?
We have Celine Steve.
Oh, Celine Steve.
Hello there. Well, I hope you enjoyed the breakfast this morning. Thanks for coming out. But anyway, I wanted to call in to let you know that, finally you have a politician that says what he's going to do for us. And, and not making any promises, but at least willing to talk about it. Unfortunately, so many politicians, because it's, they, a lot of some of the races, they don't vote. So they figure, your opinion don't matter to me.
Yeah, we got to go, Steve. We got to go.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. Anyway, congratulations.
Thanks.
Good luck to Charles Dijou, and hopefully everything works out. Okay, thanks.
Okay, thank you. Okay, it's that time again, and please, folks, take care of each other. Okay? Please, don't put the children on the street. Take care of each other. Please don't drink and drive, and we'll see you next week, Saturday. Aloha.